It's a Monday. It's time for Film Showreel. And what we got this week, my friend?
This week we've got Nico Moka Kamalenga, who's the founder and chairman of the Eastern Cape Film Hub. Nico's an entrepreneur at heart, and his passion to work with the youth of South Africa has translated into a venture called the Cortex Hub, a technology incubator and accelerator based in East London's Industrial Development Zone. For the past 2 years, he started working on a different project called the Eastern Cape Film Hub, where he found a clear synergy between technology and film. And that's what we're going to be talking about.
Hi. Oh, am I?
How are you doing, Nico?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. I saw a tweet yesterday from one of our industry colleagues, from Masasa Mbangeni, who says, you know, but now, how do you tell people you can't shake hands or give them hugs without coming off as rude? You just say it. You just say it. I mean, I greeted you outside and I kept my distance because I'm like, I'm not about to shake your hand.
Yeah, I think it's getting a bit common now. I mean, you're used to it, and I don't expect you to shake my hand.
Yes.
Because I'll just look at you funny.
Right? Right? Also, Thomas gave you like an elbow.
Yeah, the elbow. I mean, we got taught yesterday.
Tumamina said we must elbow each other.
Yeah. So I like that everybody's getting into the swing of things where that is concerned. But let's talk about the Eastern Cape Film Hub.
Yes.
The idea to put this together.
Yes, I think that idea started, should I reintroduce myself? Hi, I'm Nico again. But that idea started about 2 years ago. And I think for 5 years now, we've been running the Cortex Hub, which is in a software, more tech incubator and accelerator. But as we progress, as we started seeing that there's a shift, even if you look at the big player, the Amazon, they're all trying to get into the movie industry. And then you see how Netflix is disturbing the market.
Mm.
So just as my role to look at different strategy, how to look at new innovations. So we started seeing a bit of a trend. And we discussed it in 2017 and we left it out on its own. We didn't go further with it. But then in 2018, we found out that the building we wanted was actually leased to the NFEF. And it was like, okay, here's an opportunity. So let's dive into it.
So the Cortex Hub, what is the responsibility of it?
So the Cortex Hub is an incubator and accelerator for this project, for the Film Hub, for the Eastern Cape Film Hub. We are the facility manager. So because we already have the expertise to run with entrepreneurs coming in and out, so the NFEF has allocated us or given us the responsibility to look after the EC Film Hub.
Ah.
So, Nico, we need to ask, why the Eastern Cape specifically then?
I think one of the is behind the scene founder, I'll call him maybe the patriarch.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Andy Lengara. He's a chairman of many things. And Dimension Data. He runs a venture capitalist firm as well. He's done many business in telecom.
Mm-hmm.
He's from there. So he always had that heart for the Eastern Cape.
Nice.
And I think he just pulled me into the project. I've known him forever.
Mm. So under the project as well, sorry, Thomas, you've got training and mentoring programs.
Yes, that's what we have. So what we do with the Cortex Hub, initially what we have a rotating 12-week program. Well, the first 12 weeks runs you through some sort of learning platform. And then the following 12 weeks, which is the accelerator, runs you through the business aspect of whatever business you're working on. But preferably, we prefer people who are working on tech, so internet startups.
Mm.
So you obviously get a certificate at the end of this program, yeah?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. So what we do for the Eastern Cape Film Hub, which is why we're here, we give you online certification of whatever course you learn.
Mm.
So we mainly focus on video, film editing, sound, script writing. And for all those courses, we've identified online courses which we will pay for you as long as you're incubated with us. So we'll pay for you and then you get a certificate at the end of the 12 months.
What skills are you looking out for though?
Because we want to see the synergy between the film and the tech. So we want to find people who are interested in the art side, creative side, but also are not too shaky or afraid of touching the electronics, the software side, I think. And those are the type of people looking at.
And you're focusing strictly on behind the scenes?
behind the scenes. So the Easter Cape Film Hub focuses mainly on post-productions. We're not really looking at the moment, we're not looking at direct production, but mainly post-productions. So your editing and after work behind the scenes.
Nice.
And after they obtain these skills and they get their certificates, are they placed in workplaces?
The idea that we're trying to run away from is being placed in work.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do is to allow them to create some, start their own company.
Mm.
I think that's the motive. That's what we're pushing them. I think from day one, we started last week, we're already telling them, we're not preparing you to go work for someone.
Mm.
Always think of an idea. And already since last week, unfortunately, the corona came. We already had them to draft small business idea of what they would like to achieve at the end of the program. So the whole idea is to mentor them to have your own business, a media industry business.
Okay, give us a call right now. Here's an opportunity for you. 089-110-3377. Specifically, as Nico's saying, behind the scenes in film and television, he's talking to us about the Eastern Cape Film Hub. You can give us a call on 089-110-3377. Use the hashtag LTP as well. As we get back to the music, this is Mr. Dutch, by the way. Brand new music. Makwa, Aubrey, Amos, Max Lippis, what's going on? Mali. It's Film Showreel on this Monday afternoon. We've got Nico Maku Kamalenge. He is the founder and chairperson of the Eastern Cape Film Hub. We'll talk more about that. And I know you want to get involved in that. Give us a call on 089-110-3377. Here's an opportunity for you.
In your news this afternoon, the SACP has welcomed Justice Minister Ronald Lamola's decision to deny Janusz Walus parole. And the City of Cape Town is investigating the possibility that this weekend's fire in the Table Mountain National Park in Cape Town was arson. You'll get details on these and other stories at 3.
For our film show reel this afternoon, we have Nico Muka Kamalenga, founder and chairman of the Eastern Cape Film Hub. And off air, we're talking briefly about how the film and television industry is affected by coronavirus.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as we were talking here, we said that you need to be physically in the studio. And that can be a problem, I think. And also, the second thing is the EC Film Hub, because it's a public place with people coming in and out. Since the president announced it yesterday, we felt like the best decision was to close it for now until we able to contain or see how we can move forward. So for now, we're going to be closed. Probably only the office manager will be in and out of there, but we just don't want the public to be infected.
That's the responsible thing to do at the moment.
Yeah, and you're saying in the future, technology advancements will actually allow us to have microphones in our homes and broadcast from there.
And I think one of the key things that we'll be giving them as learning platform during the incubation phase, we'll be exposing them a lot on the cloud platform. So as much as we have the technical equipment on site, we also trying to push them to get involved in the cloud space. So with the cloud space, I mean, you can be at home and have your entire show. I mean, everything is already on cloud. All you need is a PC. And I think that's almost where we're adding. And I think part of the main reason why we think that there's that synergy is because of that, how technology is almost taking over everything. And we're just trying to, we don't want to be behind the scene or also lose the pace with where the world is going. So that's why we're there.
So, Nico, as we're going through this quarantine period, while people are chilling at home planning, there has to be some sort of selection criteria. What is it?
Unfortunately, the selection criteria was already done for the past 2-3 months.
Okay.
So we've already selected a group of 14 entrepreneurs. I won't call them filmmakers. I'll call them filmmakers and entrepreneur. And we've already selected them. And the criteria was mainly on people who are in the creative space, but are not too afraid of technology or editing. People who want to be involved in the editing. A lot of them were scriptwriters as well, but part of what we do is to encourage them to go through as well in the editing space, post-production. And I think the selection criteria was mainly on creative people. I mean, we are tech space. We want people who can think creative. We can't think that far as far as motion picture goes or taking frames and shots.
Yeah, so it can't be someone who's straight out of high school and they want to learn and get into the space.
It can be, as long as they show aptitude to it. I think during the interview, we had a short list, but we had a total of 65 people who actually came for an interview. Took us a couple of days to run through everyone.
Mm.
And where we see passion, because we do have some, I'll call it things that we run by, or we want people who are passionate. As soon as we detect that you have some sort of passion and you have a boldness within you to try something new, then we might let you come in. Because at the end of the day, the first year, the 12 months until the end of this year, is an incubation where you're learning.
Mm.
As long as you're willing to learn something new, sure.
Okay. Is this exclusively for the Eastern Cape community or South Africans?
For now, you need to be there physically. So, I mean, you have to relocate there.
Mm.
We didn't restrict it to anyone that's only lives there. But if you're willing to relocate, sure, that's no problem.
Of course.
And, yeah.
Okay. On the socials? Website?
On the website, we are at the EC Film Hub.
EC Film Hub.
Yes, EC mm-hmm. Film Hub.
Sure.
And you can also get us on the ASA Film Hub, because we're thinking ahead. We might not just be the EC
yes.
Film Hub.
Mm.
We're actually going to get to the ASA Film Hub.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with our partnership with the NFVF, we're actually thinking far.
Mm.
And they've really been heavily involved in the infrastructure. Remember, it's their building.
Mm.
We are the facility manager and the brain that run the project.
Mm. All right, so for more info, it's ecfilmhub.co.za as well as safilmhub.co.za. I guess the next batch that you're looking for will be announced in the near future, so keep your
yes.
eyes locked on the websites if you're interested in out in the Eastern Cape.
Nico, thank you for coming, my brother.
Pleasure's all mine.
Wish you the best of luck. Eastern Cape loves you for the initiative, my brother.
Thank you.
Ala, Eastern Cape. Make sure you grab this opportunity, okay?